Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme is miscellaneous trivia. And Mike, we have a guest who's going to be coming on. He may have to pop out for a little bit, but who's our guest?
Well, first of all, we have our guest on. I can't wait because he's going to talk about the big game that we just played in Las Vegas between Nebraska and UCF. Everybody's talking about it. Wrong tournament. Our guest is a guy that I've known for a number of years, a great human being. So many things I want to tell you about him. Knows everything and anything about the world of college basketball. He was the head basketball coach in the San Francisco Bay Area at a college called Holy Names University. He's been around the game of college basketball, played as a player, and he's just coming back from the NCAA tournament. No, it wasn't Houston, UCF. It was Houston. It was not Nebraska, UCF. It was Houston, and of course the new national champions, the Florida Gators. We're going to talk to him. He's going to give us the insight. He's also involved in the world of Latino coaches, basketball coaches, and he's going to give us some information that I'm not really familiar with, but great guy. Looking forward to having him.
Excellent. Yeah, that was quite a game last night. It was exciting, but it wasn't great basketball for a good portion of it. Wouldn't you say?
Till the end. But I thought Nebraska deserved their money, didn't they?
Nebraska did deserve their money.
you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
So Nebraska just won almost $500,000 in NIL money in that new tournament in Vegas where they beat UCF. Everybody's talking about.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you know what? I took a few days off, and so I just came back. All right. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd. Our special guest, Omar Sanchez, is he's going through the airport, and hopefully he can come on to the show now, because I want to find out what it's like to be at the NCAA finals. Omar, can you hear us okay? Because you're on mute. There you go. All right.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
What was it like actually being at the finals game?
Well, you know, I think the games themselves provide such a great environment for people to kind of enjoy. You know, the venues tend to be big because obviously they have to make their money. And I think the first night, the Final Four had about 68,000 people there at the Alamo. You know, when you're a coach, you look at the game differently than maybe a fan. And so you're kind of looking at strategies and what people are doing and adjustments that are made. And, you know, and I think it's so important to kind of look at, kind of learn from what coaches are doing in that kind of setting. You know, both Coach Sampson and Todd did a great job of managing their game there at the end. But it was just such a close game, man. I tell you that it was so exciting to kind of watch the back and forth.
Hey, Omar, I got to properly set it up. First of all, I've known you for a number of years. Great human being. You know, Omar and I are Catholic. We've seen each other at church before. Used to be the head basketball coach at Holy Names University, which is an Oakland Division II school. Played at UC Davis and then had an injury there and finished his career at Holy Names. But is in the game of college coaching for a long time and is now the current athletic director at St. Mary's College High School, which is in Berkeley, California. But, you know, first of all, thank you for coming on the show, because we got you last minute and we love you. You and I have been talking about this. What you don't know about Omar, Edward, is Omar is probably, what are you benching, about 500 pounds still? Because you're a basketball player. You're a strength and conditioning guy. You do it all. I mean, do not mess with Omar Sanchez, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Well, listen, man, I try to stay in shape as much as I can. I do have a home gym that I kind of push weight, and I'm all about pushing heavy weight. But, you know, for me, it's just puts me in a zone to kind of conquer the day a little bit. And so that's why I continue to do that. And I've been lifting now for about 35 years. So I've been going at it for a while.
You're just a young kid. Yeah, I stopped pushing the heavy weight, I think, when I turned probably 50. Because now, well, I'm 65 now, so it's more a matter of not getting hurt. You know, just staying in shape and not getting hurt.
Gotcha. So,
for me, it kind of puts me in a mind state to kind of, like I said, conquer the day. But it also, you know, allows me to chase numbers and be at a better place with mental preparation of the day. So that's why I do.
Omar's mental preparation for life is very impressive. He's always putting out inspirational messages. He loves a guy that I know by the name of John Gordon, who's one of the leading motivational speakers in the country. But listen, all that good stuff aside, you know the game of basketball inside and out. You played at a high level. You coached at a high level. Let's break down this Florida-Houston game because, I mean, granted, the game is now over with. You're coming back from San Antonio. But where do you break when you started this game? Houston looked really good. Then they kind of crumbled. Florida came back. They used their bigs. They did a lot of penetration dribble with their guards. And what did you see in this game?
Well, one, it was fun to watch the guard play, right? Because you knew both teams have really strong guard play. You know, and so it was going to come down to who can take care of the ball really with them and really capitalize at crucial moments. And so Houston, you know, I was raised a Duke fan growing up. So obviously, you know, them beating Duke and coming back from that amazing game in the Final Four, you know, Coach Sampson is such a great coach and does a great job there. I just think that Florida made one less mistake. You know what I mean? Like that closeout, you know, it's the little things in coaching that we try to preach, how you close out, how, you know, all the details of like, you know, putting the body on someone, blocking out, doing all those little things that allow people the success late in games, because it really does come down to the details. And so, it was fun to watch the guard play. I'm happy for Todd. I really was pushing for Coach Sampson to get his first one because he's been in the game for so long. But, you know,
you know, gotta say the last play, game, so. It just gave me the cringe willies of when Chris Webber, when he played for Michigan, you know, calling timeout when he didn't have a timeout. That was more of a mental thing. This is, you know, this one, you know, getting up there in the basketball, at least he realized he couldn't touch the ball again. But still, it was, you know, just he really fell for him. Poor kid.
Well, they were so discombobulated there at the end in that play. Right. There was no continuity. Florida was pressuring up and really forced them to that shot. Right. And so kudos to Florida for kind of doing that and disrupting that because, Houston did a good job of getting to the hole and getting some open shots. And I don't think, you know, I don't think it was a bad shot that the kid took. But that Florida guard, oh, my God, he closed out with some authority. Yeah. Enforce that, right?
And it was nice that the refs actually did a pretty decent job in the finals. I don't really see too many controversies. And even when they cut away from the TV to say, well, wait a minute, how is that a foul? And then they look back at it, they go, oh my gosh, he stepped on his foot. I mean, so it was good that they didn't have too many controversies. And each team, you know, they got lucky on some stuff and they made some mistakes. So it was a clean game.
Officiating is like the life, man. You know, you're going to get some good things, some bad things, and how you handle those will determine how you finish games. But I will say the officials let them play a little bit, and, you know, the game was decided by the players, which is the way it should
Omar,
be.
Listen to that. That guard is Clayton, I believe his name is, the little guard. Is going to be a top NBA pick for sure. He really was one of the difference makers for the Gators. And you mentioned Todd Golden, the head basketball coach of the Gators. First national championship for him, third overall for Florida. Why am I mentioning it? Well, our show comes out of the San Francisco Bay Area. I know many people in the United States of America do not care. But, hey, we love the Bay. And but there is a connection because Todd Golden was the former head basketball coach at the University of San Francisco. I'm sure you know him. And that's going to be the closest that the USF Dons ever get to another national title again.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, hopefully something will happen down the line in this new world of NILs. You know, who knows, you know?
What do you think about Todd Golden and what he did? Because I mean, he was under some scrutiny during the year, and he kept his cool composure, and his kids just battled inside and out. And really, yeah, let's start with that question.
Well, you know, I know Todd through Jason Ludwig, who's the president of the organization that I belong to. He's the associate head coach at Santa Clara University. And, you know, being around him, you get to kind of meet a lot of coaches. And you know, it was good to kind of overcome the adversity, because some coaches, especially, you know, Coach Golden is a young coach, and young coaches tend to sometimes have a hard time with that. So kudos to him for being able to handle the adversity and being an example of what he's trying to teach his players. I'm really happy for him. And absolutely, we root for people in the Bay Area.
All right, you guys ready for our first commercial break here? The first question is a history question, because we're talking basketball, we're talking history. Okay. All right. And Elmar, just as a reminder, if you know the answer to this, don't say anything quite yet. When we come back from break, we'll see if you know. When was the Declaration of Independence signed? That's our trivia question. When was the Declaration of Independence signed? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Coach Omar Sanchez. First trivia question, when was the Declaration of Independence signed? Omar.
Well, for some reason, 1868 comes to mind, but I'm sure being a bio major in college, I might be
you're off a little bit on that.
You tell
Mike,
me.
Go ahead.
I hope I'm not wrong. I've got humility. I want to say it's 1776.
Okay, but what date though? We're looking at what date?
Well,
you're right. Well, it was 1776.
July 4th.
No, July 4th. No. It was adopted. Aha! It's not really a trick question. It is. It is what it is. And actually, it was signed on August 2nd, 1776. And I think what happened was. Like, I always have to do that to you once in a while. Yeah, what they did was they adopted it, and then they had to go around and get it signed. So I think mostly Philadelphia was the last signature. I think that's what had happened. But so anyway, that was our...
In my defense, 1776 was my second guess.
Okay, sounds good to me. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So Coach Omar Sanchez, how did you get into coaching? Because you played college basketball. How did it transition over?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't have a pedigree of coaching. Coaching to me was something that you know, when I was at UC Davis, I blew out my ACL, and I wanted to be around basketball. Coach Brian Fogel at UC Davis, who was the assistant coach under Coach Williams, I said, Coach, I want to be around hoop. I love basketball. Basketball, since I was a fifth grader, was a major part of my life and helped me, especially where I grew up. And I was born in Compton, raised in Watson, Southern California. So sports for me played a vital role in my development and keeping me focused. And so Coach Fogel said, hey, there's this team manager position open. If you want to do that, you can be around basketball. And I think that turned out to be the biggest blessing for me, because I got to see firsthand a staff operate, Coach Williams and how he did it, Coach Brian Fogel, how he supported Coach Williams. And they were such a yin yang. Obviously, that year, 1998, UC Davis won a national championship, was the only Division II school with no scholarships to win a national title. And so I was fortunate enough to do that. And so once I transferred out of there and finished my career, I was drawn to coaching. And so I knew my purpose was to serve people in some capacity, and that was one way to be able to serve people. And so while I was finishing up school, I got a strength conditioning certification. And so that's really my foot into coaching. I was a strength coach developing programs for sports. I did my master's thesis around that, and just kind of have stuck with it since then. And so every year try to get better at, you know, now that I'm an athletic director, I coach coaches, which is coaching is still part of it. So that's really how I got into coaching.
Yeah, no, and Omar Sanchez, our very special guest, and Coach, we're on nationwide, coast to coast, border to border. We're heard internationally with our great U.S. military. And one of the things about Omar that I know about, as you just mentioned, Omar, you grew up in Southern California, Compton, the mean streets of Compton, a tough place to grow up. I know you've talked a little bit about that, but that game of basketball was really a tool for you to kind of better yourself in life. I mention this for several reasons, because for people that don't know Omar Sanchez, he is a motivator. He is an encourager. He's an uplifter. And he puts, when he speaks to people, he does it with such passion and zeal. And if you ever saw this guy play the game of basketball, you would not mess with this man. He is strong. He is bold. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. He's tough. And your upbringing and your message of encouragement for life, I know your faith as a Catholic is very important to you. How did you hone all this together to make you the man today? Because you're a leader on so many different fronts, not just the game of basketball, but you have a family, you teach young people?
I'm gonna. You sound like my agent, man. I appreciate all the kind words, Mike. Mike, you hit it dead on. I rely heavily on my faith. I start my day in some form of reflection, and again, arming my mind through reading the Bible and posting some kind of reflection, and then really going after it with weights. That's how I start 7 days a week, no matter where I'm at. And so, like I said, I'm very purpose-driven. And so for me, being a servant leader is something that feels great. I feel like God leads me in my heart. When I don't feel like I need to be somewhere, I feel it in my heart. And so all along, the things that I've done through coaching and serving people, it's always felt great. And I like seeing people succeed, and I like helping people overcome, because that's been my life, overcoming growing up in Compton and Watts and seeing the things that I've seen. I think, you know, it's important to help others.
You know, was there a time growing up as either a kid or a teenager, something that you saw that you said, you know, you really had two avenues, as you can go to the left or the right, or you can go down the straight and narrow path. How did you make sure that you follow the good path? Because, you know, growing up in an area where you're from is tough. It's difficult. And for people that live in the countryside with the two stoplights, they don't understand that. But Compton is a tough place.
Well, also, wasn't the Rodney King situation right around that time when you grew up?
Yeah. Yes, actually, I was with the Los Angeles Police Department at the time in their cadet program as an explorer. When that verdict came out, I was in roll call with the police department when, excuse the expression, all hell broke loose. I mean, once that verdict came out, the streets were just, they looked like war zones, even though I've never been in war. Things were catching on fire. Yeah. People were blowing up stores. It just got really bad.
And answering your question, how did you make the decision, the conscious decision, to really be a champion in life? Because, again, it's such a privilege to have you on. I consider you a friend. And you are one of the motivators. You inspire young people, and it's just awesome. It's awesome. And first of all, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike. And I consider you a friend as well, so I appreciate you saying that. For me, like I said, it's really been my faith in these adverse situations that I've been in. You know, I've been close to losing my life plenty of times, and for some reason, I'm still alive and kicking. And so for me, God has a purpose for me. And like I said, the things you see in life can either make you or break you growing up in Watts. For me, it's just you have a lot of distractions. But I also had some good people in my corner. My best friend to this day, David Mendoza, has always poured into me. And so he's the one that got me into weights. I was 13 years old, and he started lifting with me in a garage. Full circle moment. I have a weight room in my garage, and I try to help young people get stronger and better. I train my kids in there. I train my wife and her friends. So, I'm just – people can think about why things happen to them, or they can think about how. And for me, I'm a how thinker. How can I get myself out of situations? And for me, it's been my faith. It's been being purposeful in the things that I do, and that's been very beneficial in my life.
Good way to live life. I like it. Yeah, I'm a Messianic Jew, so I can relate to to most of that, at least. Yeah. Wow. So now with strength training, I still go back to hearing like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He never lifted weights, but what he did was he trained with a heavy rope. So he said that's why he never got, I don't think he either ever or hardly ever got hurt playing the game. Because, you know, how do you do a lot of your, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a science nerd. I study this stuff. You give me a science question, I'm better off than a history for sure. But, obviously the science has evolved in biomechanics and with strength conditioning and how people move, right, at that time. I think he came on and said that yoga gave him an extra 10 years in the NBA. So, yoga worked for him because, the flexibility piece of it, the core strengthening of yoga, and the heavy rope, obviously at that time, the thing was like, move your feet, right? Get your feet moving. And allowed him to be nimble the way he was, and allowed his footwork to be where what it was. But nowadays, there's just so many different metrics that help with that. There's so many. You look at, I was just reaching out to the strength coach at Florida, who's a member of our LABC, congratulating him. And just, you know, the strength conditioning world is like behind the scenes of things, right? The coaches get all the credit, but the people in the trenches and getting these kids better are the strength coaches. And so I reached out to him and helped recognize that, you know, I've been there, done that. I've been behind the scenes and helped a lot of teams win. And even though the X's and O's are important, keeping them healthy.
Gotcha. Okay, you guys ready for our second trivia question? And this one actually is more geared towards science. So Omar, I expect you to get this one. Okay, here's our trivia question. All right, again, it's kind of close. But I mean, it's not plants, not botany, but okay. Which animal's heart alone weighs as much as a grand piano? All right, that's our trivia question. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com the answer to this question. Which animal's heart alone weighs as much as a grand piano? That's kind of crazy to me. All right, you're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back. Edward Brown here, your host, along with Mike McDowell, my co-host, and our special guest coach, Omar Sanchez. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
For over 30 years, SF Bay Adventures has been the premier boating event and tour resource for the San Francisco Bay. Their flagship schooner, Free to Be, is an 80-foot sailboat modeled after traditional tall ships, offering the romance of yesteryear with modern amenities. Groups of up to 49 can rent schooner Free to Be for private events such as birthdays, weddings, memorials, and team building. Smaller groups or individuals can also buy tickets to public tours, such as Sunday morning wildlife sales under the Golden Gate Bridge. Visit sfbayadventures.com or email info@sfbayadventures.com to book your adventure.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, my special co-host, and our special guest, Omar Sanchez, coach. All right, second trivia question. Which animal's heart alone weighs as much as a grand piano? All right, Omar, this is right up your alley.
Well, that's a different type of science, but yeah, I'll give it a crack at it. I mean, animal that the piano is, the heart weighs as much as a piano. That's a good one, man. What are we looking at? An elephant? What are we looking at? Is it a dinosaur?
No, not a dinosaur.
Go with this.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I like Omar's answer. I guess a whale is not an animal, is it?
Oh, no, whale, a blue whale. Yeah.
I was going to say it's a blue whale.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I just saw the show with Tom Hanks. They featured the blue whales off the coast of California, 100 feet long. They're phenomenal. No, really, it's true.
That's a pretty big animal. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike. You wanted to dive in a little deeper. Right, so,
yeah, hey, our special guest is Omar Sanchez, head basketball coach one time at the Holy Names University Division II school in Oakland. Played at UC Davis, played at Holy Names University, involved in the Latino Basketball Association. If I've got that wrong, Omar, just tell me the group that you represent, because it's important for the game of basketball. But when you talk about coaching, I guess let's hit that. And I'd like you to just give us a little sample of what it's like to actually be at a Final Four, because a lot of us have never been. But, you know, Kelvin Sampson, certainly a great coach. He out-coached the Duke head coach in the final game. You know, I don't know why the Duke decided to go to the corners of the basketball court, the full court press, instead of going straight up the middle, because that's how you break a press. And what happened is that it resulted in key turnovers that cost them the game. So, first of all, Kelvin Sampson out-coaches Duke in the first game, and then maybe Todd Golden out-coaches Coach Sampson in the final. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, that's the chess of the NCAA as a coach, right? You're playing chess. And so, you know, the accessibility to analytics and the access to break down a film, you can really prepare your guys. And so at the end of the day, it's the execution of whatever game plan the coach has put together. But it looked like both teams had really good game plans. And it's the things that you keep in your back pocket, I think, that really helps. And Coach Sampson went against that Duke game. I mean, had some stuff in his back pocket that really played to their strengths. And that's the name of the game with basketball. And in that Florida game, you know, that high horn action, they were doing a good job of taking it away on that backdoor stuff when they were looping around the horns and stuff. And then they added a wrinkle to it out of a timeout. And so they were able to score two crucial possessions in that to kind of, you know, get themselves a little bit closer. And so, it's pretty interesting how that works. And, you know, this is why I love watching basketball. I like to see the adjustments coach make, what the, you know, coach is calling out of a timeout. Todd does a good job of, like, when they come out of a timeout and the execution.
You know, one of the things I thought was interesting was, second half, Florida was getting into foul trouble right away, which was really going to impact the game. But then Houston, towards the last, you know, 5 minutes or so, started committing so many fouls that suddenly the advantage to Houston shifted just strictly from the foul positions.
Well, they tend to be the aggressors, right? Houston, you know, what is that statistic that their average mile time is 5:09 on their team? So they're physical, they're conditioned, and they want to make you play and get you out of your comfort zone, which is why I was surprised too at the end where Florida, who's also pretty solid there, they got sped up. They really got sped up, and then Houston was the one in the end that really got sped up and made that play that we talked about earlier.
Omar, can you give us a kind of a moment that you took away from this tournament? You know, the sights, the sounds, the music, the whatever. Is there something? What makes this tournament so eclectic and alive?
Well, you know, I'm there for the coaching side of things, right? So they do a really good job of the, you know, they have their fan fest for the fans. You know, it really does matter what school is there sometimes because, you know, Houston, you know, the home state there, they traveled well. Duke always travels well. Florida travels well. Their fan base travels well. And so all the schools that were there, even Auburn, travel well. So you get a influx of people that help their economy there. From that perspective, on the coaching side, it's good to kind of get caught up with colleagues and, you know, touch base with other people and see who's up and coming. As a director of athletics, you want to see who's up and coming as a coach and who's doing what where. And so I think the biggest wrinkle that's been different is the NIL stuff. Is there's a lot of coaches that have to revamp their rosters and people are deciding to leave and enter the transfer portal. The transfer portal is such a big business. It's making basketball transactional again. And, you know, I don't have a true opinion of where that thing is going to lead, but I'm curious. I'm really curious where this is going to lead with the transfer portal and NILs. But yeah, it's a great environment for the fan to at least see one of them. This is my 19th one. So,
Omar, I got to ask you this really important question. One time I was covering the Golden State Warriors, and who comes to town? The great Boston Celtics, Larry Bird, the Chief, all those incredible players. They're playing Mullen, Run TMC. So one of my aha moments as a you know, broadcaster, reporter, I've interviewed Magic, I've Michael, but the one guy that I just saw in the locker room with his bomber jacket on, that brown bomber jacket with the fur, I know you guys have seen this. I'm sitting there, I'm going, oh, man, that's freaking Larry. That's Larry. It's Larry Bird. And I just couldn't talk to him. I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
He's just a human being.
Has there been a coach where you say, you know, is there a John Wooden or a coach where you're like, I mean, has anybody ever, like, had that kind of, you know, star power on you? You're just like, oh, my gosh, I'm talking to Coach so-and-so.
Yeah, you know, I am a fan of some coaches and what they do currently in the game. I'm a big fan of what Shaka Smart. I got to meet him a couple years ago. You know, when you've been in coaching enough, you realize such a brotherhood, right? And the coaching world is so small, no matter the level you're in. And so for me, it's just kind of, you know, being in that space and learning, trying to be a better listener than a talker. Because there's a lot of people with the wealth of experience and, you know, having a growth mindset, I want to be around and hear what's going on. But, you know, like I said before, I was a Duke fan, am a Duke fan. Mike Krzyzewski always, you know, is up there. I stayed at the main hotel this time around. And so, you know, being in the elevator with Rick Pitino or the ex-UNC coach, Coach Roy Williams, you know, because you know their stories and you know what they're about. You know, and you want to root for people that are doing great things in the sport and they're giving back. So I try not to be starstruck, though. You know, I do a good job of holding
good for you.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I was thinking when you mentioned the NIL, it reminded me, this is a little bit off topic here, but wasn't there an amateur golfer who just won a tournament and he can't collect his $1.5 million prize? Do you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about that, but I thought with golf, you're able to do that because before the NIL of, especially with football and basketball, other sports like tennis can make money off their name, image, and likeness. But
yeah,
I'm not
I mean,
sure.
He won the tournament. Apparently, he won the tournament, and it's like he can't collect this prize. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, well, Edward and Omar, yeah. Listen, you know what? There's a big deal. People are talking about it. It's caused a lot of buzz in the world of college basketball, but the Nebraska Cornhuskers are national champions of the first ever college basketball crown. They beat the University of Central Florida 77-66 to claim $300,000 in prize money. So the question is, the players get to divide this up amongst themselves. This is a game changer, isn't it, Omar?
It is. I mean, it's been, you know, I'm in support of players getting paid. You know, there's so much money to be made there, but when it's done right, you know, the amateurism that the NCAA is trying to hold on to, we'll see how that work itself out. But, you know, there's people making, you know, my current coach at St. Mary's is the Oakland Soldier 17 UEYBL, Marshall Collins, and he coached AJ with the Oakland Soldiers, who, you know, is going to BYU on an $8 million NIL deal, right? He's going to be the highest paid employee probably in that state. And so how do you navigate that space? It's moving fast, I'll tell you that. And I think the NCAA and, you know, people have to figure out how they're going to do this. But I think the answer is going to be, you know, player contracts and being able to have buyouts, because these kids are jumping in and out of the portal and trying to maximize revenue for themselves, which is good.
But, you know, where's the gambling part?
I'm a loyalist.
That's, you know. It was kind of, yeah. Of course, that's always been in college basketball. We have a couple of minutes for our last trivia question. Go ahead.
Hey, Omar, I know something near and dear to your heart is, I know you're part of, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the Latino Basketball Coaches Association. And first of all, tell us a little about that. And to my knowledge, I don't know of that many Latino basketball coaches in America. So educate us on that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is why the start of this, you know, Jason Ludwig had a great idea to come up with this a couple years ago, maybe over 12 years ago. You know, recognizing and understanding that there's Latinos doing a lot of great things in the sport of basketball. You know, currently sitting on the board is myself and Lucas Ramirez, who's the Seguro High School coach. And we are in charge of the men's side with Jason Ludwig, who's the president and the associate head coach at Santa Clara University. And then we started branching out to the women's side. So Gabe Lazo, who is the assistant coach at Tennessee, is overseeing the women's side and trying to build that as well. And alongside Dario Frias, who is the assistant coach at UC Santa Barbara on the women's side. And so we're doing some good things there and recognizing and honoring people that bringing to light the great work of Latino coaches. But we're also expanding the organization to try to help some of our coaches understand, you know, finances and building generational wealth. Our partnership with NARAP, who is also a 54,000 member, Gary Acosta, who just spoke at our luncheon, really talked about how we can kind of help each other out in building generational wealth and helping our Latino community as much as possible. And so, you know, we got some news coming out soon with Avance Sports and our organization that's going to do some good things in trying to help build some finances for some of our coaches that, you know, are making some good money, but sometimes don't know what to do with it. And so, you know, now I've been with the organization now, I would say 7-8 years, and just trying to help Jason really build his vision around the Latino Association of Basketball Coaches. Yeah.
Edward, how are we looking on time here, buddy?
We've got to cut to our next break. All right. Question number three is, who was on the first cover of the Rolling Stone magazine? Who was it? And I'll give you a hint, 1967. So that gives you a little bit of a hint. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Omar Sanchez. Coach, all right, who was on the first cover of the Rolling Stone magazine?
Go ahead, Omar.
Man, I'm not doing so well here. I was born in 78, and I'm sure it was there way before
1967.
I thought, go ahead, Mike.
Mick Jagger.
No, close. Yeah. I mean, we're close because of musician, right, obviously a musician. John Lennon. John.
Hey, John Lennon. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, Coach, there's a real problem in the state of California with the college sports. You have some breaking news, some sad news coming out that's really affecting the world of collegiate sports in California. Give us a quick, like, 30-second take.
Give us 30 seconds on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my good friend over, Scott Waterman, over at Academy of Art University, they announced that they are going to cancel their athletic programs, which is kind of devastating because, Scott and Booker have done a good job there of building something special, at least on the men's basketball side. Their track program won a national title. So it's tough to hear, you know, especially with Sonoma State doing the same thing. So, yeah, that's a tough one because I was at the Final Four with him having dinner.
Terrible.
And to, you know, gotcha. See all that right. Affect one of our
Coach Omar Sanchez, thanks for joining us. Here's our thoughts of the day.
So
I'm not a magician, but I once turned a back rub into two kids and a mortgage. And I always wonder what my mom and dad did to fight boredom before the internet. So I asked my 18 brothers and sisters, and they didn't know either. All right, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Great job, Omar.
All right, thank you, Omar.